Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom. So, I appreciate these kinds of shirim because I like to get requests for shirim. This one came as a request by one of the Talmidim earlier in the week. And it's something that very much has to do with Parashat HaShavua. It's a very, very common question. And it happens, especially living in the Gola, even in Israel it happens with Arabs. But many times you have different people selling goods, merchandise, workers, whatever. And the question is, obviously we're going to see, everybody knows that there's some sort of mitzvah. We're going to see the extent of that mitzvah to give Jewish people business. So the question is, at what cost? Yeah, sometimes there are disparities between the prices. So what do you do? You know, what's sometimes it's just pursuit cheaper elsewhere. So what do you do in a situation like that? So, as you may have noticed, especially if you did Targum already, Parashat Behar is chock full of all of the dinim of Ben Adam Lachavero monetarily wise, in terms of ribbit, and in terms of loans, in terms of workers, in terms of Masao Matan, yeah, doing business, transacting with one another, all sorts of different things. Now, there's a very interesting pasuk in the beginning when the Torah, right, the first, obviously, the very first topic in this week's Parashah in Behar is what? Shemitah. Right after Shemitah, in the Aliyah right after, the Torah says, V'chi timkiru memkar la'amitecha, o kano miyad amitecha, al tonu ish et achiv. When you shall sell an item to your friend or purchase something from your friend, do not defraud one another. That's what the Torah says. And this is what the Torah refers to as Ona'at Mamon. Two psukim later, Al Tonu. Ish et Amito, the Torah says, what the Torah says later is a reference to Ona'at Dvarim, which means verbal abuse, verbal antagonizing, whatever. So with regards to this, there is a midrash in Torah Kohanim, also known as Sifra de Berav, brought down Behemet by Rashi. Rashi HaKadosh brings it down, and it's also, I want to read to you the Midrash. I quoted all the stuff over here, so I couldn't bring my computer, so I put it on my phone. Yeah, here we go. Listen to this. There's actually two Midrash, and Rashi HaKadosh brings down this Midrash on the Pasuk. This is called the Sifra's Midrash Halacha. It's not just Agadah. These are Sifra, Sifri, Mechilta. These are all Midrash Halacha. Says like this. Here we go. Remember, what did the Torah say? When you sell to your brother, amitecha is not a brother, but it's your peer, it's your friend. Or when you buy from your brother. Says Midrash, what does that mean? If you have something to sell, sell it to a yid. How do we know? Talmud lomar, v'chi timkeru mimkar la'amitecha mechor. ומניין שאם באת לקנות כנה מישראל חברך, תלמוד לומר, או קנו מיד אמיתך. The same thing, if you're looking to purchase something, says the Midrash, learning from the Pasuk, purchase it from a yid. Now, listen to this. There is another, here we go. There's another Pesikta. Pesikta is another kind of Midrash that brings a very similar expounding of this Pasuk. And the Pesikta says like this, yeah? It's, here we go. Limda Torah derech eretz, the Torah teaches derech eretz, shelo tehem mocher ela la'amitecha. The Torah teaches you derech eretz, and when you sell something, sell it to a yid. Velo tehe koneh ela miyad amitecha. And when you buy something, buy it from your friend. Why? Mipnei sheakina'anim annasim hem umit'alelim alilot beresha, which means, why? Because the Kena'anim are on the scene. They take things by force. They do all sorts of bad things to Am Yisrael. Therefore, buy and sell among yourselves. These are the two midrashim. Now, Rashi HaKadosh brings it. It's very interesting that the question is, if you look throughout Shas, this Ma'amar Chazal didn't make it into Shas. Not Bavli, not Yerushalmi. The Rambam doesn't quote this halacha anywhere. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this halacha. It's very interesting. There is a machlok taposkim whether or not this drasha is meant as halacha gmura or inyan. Okay?
No. From a home, if it's too expensive,
that's a different story. But over here, the question over that's by Dinei Isuve. Over here, the question is buying and selling stam random things. Many poskim, including the Chikrelev. Chikrelev was one of the Rishonim Letzion, approximately 250 years ago. A Gaon Rabbi Rafael Yosef Chazan. He was the maternal grandfather of Rabbi Nochat Palachi. He was a Turkish Gaon, and he became Rishon Letzion, moved to Yerushalayim, Sof Yamav. He was Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi's mother's father. He was also his Rebbe. Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi's Rebbe was his grandfather. Anyway, so he writes in Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Mem Tet, in Choshen Mishpat of Chikrelev, right? That's the, Maran Zichron of Ha'i used to say, the Chikrelev is the Sefer Chakirot of Sfaradim. You know how Ashkenazim have all their Chakir Sefers, right? The Sefer Chakirot, you want to know, Sfaradi Lamdas, you learn Chikrelev. That's what he says. Anyway. Huh? Also, but he says Chikrelev is the Sephardi Pilpul Sefer. Huh? It's a Sephardic style of Pilpul. That's what he says. Anyway, it's not a Pirush. It's Shelotuj, it's Inyanim. It's not a Pirush. So now, huh? Yeah, also it's a Pilpulim. Now, he says the Chikrelev, he brings down from the language of the Midrash. You see from Rashi, you see also from the Midrash. What does Midrash say? Limda Torah derech eretz. Yeah, the Torah tells you derech eretz. You have something to sell, sell it to you. Buy from you. But if it was halacha, psukha, why wouldn't the Torah? Chayar. Limda Torah derech eretz. A. B. From the fact that the Midrash says a reason. What's the reason? Because the Kana'ani Murkacha, Bekacha. If it's halacha psukha, so you tell me reasons. The Chikrelev understands that la halacha is not halacha. The inyan chumra yafa, but not halacha. Mari Perla, in his Hagaot to Sefer HaMitzvot of Rabbi Saadia Gaon, Rabbi Saadia Gaon is the first one to have a Sefer HaMitzvot before anybody else, before the Rambam, before Sefer HaChinuch, Rabbi Saadia Gaon had gone. So in his Perush, Rabbeinu Saadia Gaon, he said, Mari Perla says that la halacha, no, this is considered sukkah. They made it into Midrash Halacha, and he brings it Lala. Now, Be'emet, like I told you, we don't find this Halacha quoted by the Gemara, by the Rambam, by the Amudei Hora'a. It's not there. We do find it in Ashut HaTashbetz. He brings it down. Rabbeinu Shimon Bar Tzemach does bring down this Midrash as Halacha. And we also find it quoted by the Rama. But not Rama in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama in Shelot Tshuvot. There's in Shelot Tshuvot Rama, Siman Yud. Look it up. It's a very interesting case. By the way, I always say, when you learn Shelot Tshuvot, you learn a lot of Jewish history also. Why? Because most of the Shelot Tshuvot are actual Shelot Eret. There was a very, very big machloket, a huge fight that broke out at the time in Venetia. The Rama lived in the early 1500s. Yeah? So, Venetia, where's Venetia? Venice, in Italy. They were starting to print the Sifrei Rambam. And there was a machloket between the printers who had the rights to print the Rambam. And there were two people printing it. One was one of the Geone Olam of Italy at the time, Maram Padawa. That was one of them. And another one was a Goy. I forgot his name. Some weird name. So the Rama over there, while discussing who has the zchut to printing the Rambam Sfarim, he says like this. He quotes this Midrash. And then he says, listen to his words. He says so stark. Listen to his words. I'll read it to you. I quote it over here. I'm sorry, I'm teaching from a phone today, but that's where I was able to.
What's
that? No, I just copied and pasted on my notes.
Oh.
Just like bits and pieces.
Bro,
yeah.
Yeah.
Halacha doesn't work like that. Because then once you go down that. Olam Haba is not halacha. What's halacha? Hilchot Olam Haba.
No, like
halacha. Is halacha lemaaseh? Do I have to sell to a Yid? Can I sell to a goy? Can I buy from a goy? Or do I have to buy from a Yid? Yeah.
No, like halacha by being able to sell and sleeping. It's not like mentioned in Shulchan, like about
Gezen Shina. Yeah. Listen to this. The Rama in this discussion says, "Wild." Look, listen to what he says. This is Shuta Rama Siman Yod. Yeah. היסוד הגדול השלישי הנהו במדרש תורת כהנים בפרשת בהר וכי תמכרו ממקל עמיתך או קנו וגומר. לימדה תורה, ואם באת לקנות, קנה מיד עמיתך, וכן למחירה. ואין לומר, וזהו דווקא כשהכותי והישראל נותנים בערך ובמקח אחד. Don't say that this midrash is only talking about, so first of all, the Rama understood that it's halakha. Hey. Don't say that the midrash is talking about, let's say, when we're talking about purchasing, when they're both selling it for the same price, which logic dictates what should I do? Ba'ayid, says the Rama, no, אבל כשהכותי מוזיל תווה, שרי לקח ממנו כדי להרוויח במקרו, but if the goy is selling it for cheaper, it's mutar. He says, הנה דברים אלו גם כן הבל המה. Says the Rama, that's nonsense. Red, the Torah wouldn't need to give you a tzivui. If the Torah gave you a tzivui to buy from the yid, what's it talking about? Even in which case? אם כן, הדה אמר הכתוב מיד עמיתך, מיירק שמוזיל גבי. When the Torah says buy from the yid, it's talking about even when the goy is selling for cheaper. And he says, de'im b'shavin, הכתוב מדבר, לא צריך קרא, you don't need a pasuk for that. The chita הוא דעל עמיתך גמור, הוא חייב להחיות. אלא שמה מינה, דאחי כאמר. When the Torah tells me this din, what's the Torah trying to tell me? ואפילו בגר, במעות, ולחברו בהפסד, מכל מקום חברו קודם. ולכן, let din צריך בושש, ודאי למביא. Now, like I told you, so the Rama very clearly is saying that this midrash is la'alacha. I told you that the Tashbetz says the same thing. The Chikre Lev quotes the Tashbetz Kadmon, who also passed in Rakim. Is there a difference between the Tashbetz and the Rama with regards to the Salacha? Comes the Sefer Minchat Yitzchak, a governor of Yitzchak Yaakov Alevi Weiss, he wasn't there. But he was the Av Bedin of the, he was the guy of the Eda Haredit. Yeah? A governor of Tzum. He was friendly with Maran Tchon Avracha. That's about 50 years ago. So anyway, he writes in his Minchat Yitzchak Chelek Giman Siman Kuf Chavtet. There's a whole tshuva about this. And he brings down all of this and he says, Leda'ato, there's a difference between the Rama and the Tashbetz. And he says, what is it? According to the Rama, it's very clear that this din is chova, even behefsed merubeh. Even if you lose a substantial amount of money, what do you mean lose? You'll have to pay out a substantial, or you could be losing money on which end? Both ends, and even by sale. If let's say the goy wants to buy it from you for a lot more, and the yid wants to buy it from you for cheaper, according to the Rama, same halacha would be the din. You have to sell it to the yid. It's a big thing. Even be hefsed merubeh, halacha. No, it's a different story. We're talking about the same merchandise. Now, as follows. However, he says the Minchat Yitzchak, that according to the Tashbetz, this would only be the halacha if it is same price or hefsed mu'at. You only lose a little bit. But if it's hefsed merubeh la halacha, you'd be able to sell it to a goy. Now, at the end, he paskin, he says like this. He says, it would seem, minhag ha'olam, especially since, like we said, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Rif, Rosh, Rambam, they don't bring it down. Yeah. Even though the Rama was Gdolei Poskim, nevertheless, he says that I would say that Behefsed Merubeh, you can rely on the Tashbetz and buy or sell to a goy. The question is, and this is a tremendous machlokat the Poskim in many other places throughout Jassim Poskim, what is Behefsed Merubeh? What's considered Behefsed Merubeh? We find many, many shitot among the Poskim, especially this comes up. By Yisur Be'eterla, yeah? By yeah, some things are, in general, Asur. Sometimes we say what? Yesh la'akel be'efsed merubeh. Or be'ayrif Shabbat. What's efsed merubeh? There are many different shitot. According to the Shach, according to the Igrot Moshe, and Yoreda Achelik Aleph, and others, Shach says this in Siman Lamed Aleph, many other poskim say the same thing. There is no one-size-fits-all categorization of efsed merubeh, a hefty monetary loss. Hakol lefi ha-makom, ve-lefi ha-zman, ve-lefi ha-ish. Meaning, whatever the person can handle. Every person has different financial things, and also lefi ha-zman. Yeah, you can have rich people that during COVID They didn't work for a year. And for them, even a small thing could be a sit little bit. So it goes, it is subjective, according to those posts. There is a Pachad Yitzchak. That's one of the... Yeah, it's a Pachad Yitzchak. Was written by one of the Geone Haitelkim. His name was a Gaon Rabbi Yitzchak Lampromti. He wrote like an encyclopedic work on Shas. Yeah, that was the first encyclopedic work on Shas. First Pachad Yitzchak, and then Sdechemet. Not indexed with Arachim, whatever. Putner, that's much later. Putner, that's like the Rashot, the Mamarim. This is an encyclopedia on Shas and Post. He's also a tremendous Rofe. He was very, very highly sought after doctor. Anyway, so. And now there's Encyclopedia Talmudit. That's Bedur. So Pachad Yitzchak Lampromti was his name. So he discusses by Hefsed Merube, and he says Hefsed Merube is when they jack up the price 50%.
50%?
Yeah. 50% of the value. So again, so over here, if you apply Hefsed Merube to this Tashbetz, what is coming out, if the Yid is charging you 50% more, then, says the Michat Yitzchak, you would be able to rely on the Tashbetz and buy from a good. Or, it's Sverot. He's not talking about this. He's talking about, in general, what is Hefsed Merube? Others.
What, the non-Jewish price or the Jewish price?
So it depends if you're buying or selling. If you're buying.
So the non-Jewish price is 10.
Yeah.
And the Jewish price is 20.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 50%? Is that
50%? Yeah.
Or is it?
Yeah. 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 So now, meaning, no.
No.
No, it's 50%.
Huh?
No, he says Pishnai, double the price. Double, so it's 100%. Pishnai. Yeah? So now double the price. Now, you're right, 50% more is 15. Anyway, Bekitsur says Pishnai. Now, the Minchat Yitzchak brings in another Shita of Hefsed Merube. He says what? The Derkei Tshuva was written by the Munkach Rav, the father of the Minchat Elazar, the Munkach. Anyway, it's a very famous sefer on Yeridah. So the Derkei Tshuva writes and brings down several posts who say that it is shtut me'akirin, 1/6 of the kirin of the principal value, which comes out 1/5 of the mikach, which means what? 20%. And the Minchat Yitzchak says, since this is the 1/6 of the principal, which comes out to 1/5 of the transaction. 20% of the transaction. So, and therefore, since this is the middle shita, says Minchat Yitzchak among the postmen, some say even a pruta more, some say even one pruta, Hefsed Merube. Some say it's subjective, some say double the price. So the Minchat Yitzchak, he brings that shita. I heard also somebody quoted Adon Rav Nevenzal, they asked him, and he says that's the shita ben Mutzad. The 20% is the number that you should go by with regards to Hefsed Merube. Now again, Meikar Adin, can you tell a person that, let's say, Stam, he wants to get a deal and he's not even checking the Jewish prices and he's always buying that he's doing Isur? It's a machloket. It's a machloket that post him whether it's Alacha. But no, the question is he transgressing Alacha? That's the question. Are you chayav to check out the Jewish prices? Now, another thing, are you allowed to ask the Jew to price the merchant?
Why not?
No, what's the svara, yes or no?
The reason says don't know.
No, that's for mitzvot. That's for mitzvot. No, stop. A random thing you're buying. Are you allowed to tell the Jew price match the good? Yeah, but again, I have, according to the poskim that say that I have mitzvah to buy from the Yid, can I pressure him to give it to me for the same price as the good? Michael Matomer.
What am I missing?
He's a businessman. Anyway, Bekitzur. No, he says, what do you want me to say? Anyway, Bekitzur. Mikol Makom, La Halacha, it's permissible. The Netivot and many other poskim say that's a regular, you know, that's how you conduct business. You buy, you sell, you negotiate, bring. If negotiation was asur, right? Can you imagine? Mikey, imagine negotiating was asur and alakha? I'm telling you. So now, I'll tell you a funny story. This was this happened last week. I was in the Bin Torah last week. It was really, really, I'm not going to say Edot because that'll give away the story and it might be Lashon Hara. But anyway, there were two Ba'al Dinim. And no, I'll tell you one. One was Ashkenazi. There was the plaintiff was Ashkenazi. And the defendant was one kind of Sfaradi. Okay? From one of the communities of the Sfaradi. So they had a Din Torah, whatever, back and forth. We made a Psak Din. At the end of the Din Torah, you have to pay, you know, you have to pay the Bedin fee. Bedin, you don't, obviously, you don't pay the Dayanim to judge because that's not allowed. Right? You can't do that. But you're allowed to pay the Dayanim for the time they spent. You know, the time is money. They could have been doing other things. So it's called Schar Batala. So at the end, it's customary, whatever the price was. You sat there for a few hours. The price was, I think, $350 or something per side. So we told, I think we told the Ba'al Dinim, okay, the session is over. The session is over. Please pay both sides. So the Ashkenazi takes out his checkbook, starts writing the check, and the defendant on the other side doesn't budge. Poker face, lozas. So I said, I mean, the Israeli was there. So he told him, he says, what? Why? He says, no, I'm not paying. Says, what are you talking about? He says, no, I've never been to Beit Din. And before he was complaining, I've never been to Beit Din in my life. This is such a shame, right? He's talking about, it's a shame for him not to come to Beit Din, but then when it comes time to pay your dues, he says, no, this guy took me to Beit Din, he has to pay. He has to pay the whole thing. He said, Lefiyah Lahaz Asur. Only one side can't pay. That's Asur. What is that? Shuhad. Asur. Both sides have to pay. Doesn't matter. It's because of the Din. It's before the Psak Din.
Before the
Psak Din. It's Asur. And I told him, Isur, Isur de Oraita, for one side to pay. Asur. He says, no, I'm not paying. So back and forth, back and forth. So the fee was $350 per side. It's not a lot. We sat there for a few hours. It's like minimal. So at the end, the guy said, I don't have cash. They said, you have no cash on you? He says, no. You have credit card? No. Yeah. Check? No. The guy's money is nothing. And no clone. Yeah, I understand? Anyway, Basof, I said, do me a favor. Check in your wallet. So he opens his wallet. I have $100. He takes $100. He says, that's it. Boom. Puts down $100. I told him, Adoni, Tiraga, relax. There's not a shuk. There's not Machane Yuda on Eid of Shabbat. You say, you know. I told him, Yachabe, I took him to the side. I said, Bim Zalzin, Zabusha Vecherpa, you're making a mockery out of the Bedin. So back and forth. It's hard. You know, sometimes it's very hard for people to part with their money. Yeah? He came back the next day to pay. I told him, if you don't come and pay, Zabusha Vecherpa, you have to pay your dues. Not that it's a neder. What people have this conception that Rabbanim have to work for free. No, you do that one for free. You know, it's a that one. This one, that one. That's it. No. They work. You have to get paid. Anyway, Bekitzur, I want to read to you the Chafetz Chaim, the Sefer Ahavat Chesed, what he says about this. The Sefer Chafetz Chaim has a Sefer Ahavat Chesed on all of the halachot associated with Mitzvah Chesed. In Perek He, he brings down this halacha, and the Chafetz Chaim holds la'alacha k'da'at rama. He says k'da'at rama, that even by hefsed merubeh, you're mechuyav, he passes like the rama, mechuyav to buy from the yid. Now, again, if you want to be, you want to rely on the Minchat Yitzchak and say that only by hefsed mu'av, he said that Minchat Yitzchak disagrees with the Chafetz Chaim in Ahavat Chesed, that's fine. But both the Minchat Yitzchak and the Ahavat Chesed, they have a caveat. And this is a big one. Two caveats. Really. Number one, he says this is all if there is, let's say, mechir kavua. Let's say there's a standard in the market, and he's selling it, he marked it up a little bit more than the standard. However, if there's a mechir yadua, if there's a known price, and this guy jacks it up so much over the mechir yadua, which means that the seller is doing shelo kadin, the seller is acting against the Natosif. Over there, everybody would agree that there's no chovah to purchase from the Jew. Din ona'a, and even if there's no din ona'a, but if he's breaking the, if there's no mechir kavua, and just like by, let's say by karkaot, the halacha is in ona'a be karkaot. Yeah? You can charge for real estate as much as you want. Yeah? There's no, there's Yerushalmi. It also brings down Yerushalmi, the ad chetzio. Yeah? Aval mikol makom, ledaat maran, you can charge even 1,000 times more expensive than the going rate on karka. So let's say something like that. There's no ona'a. And it's the same karka to buy whatever, same quality, same everything. And the Jew's son jacks it up so much. It has mechir kavua. Mikol makom, says the Minchat Yitzchak and the Avat Chesed, you don't have to purchase from him. You have to buy from him without any chashash, even according to the poskim that say you generally do. Number one. Number two. They both say that even in situations where, let's say, the Jew is jacking it up, and let's say you want to follow the poskim of Hefsed Merubeh, Hefsed Mu'at, whatever it is. And let's say you don't have a chiyuv in this specific situation to buy from the Jew, and you may buy from the Jew. But if the Jew is in a situation that if all the Jews would start doing this, you know, especially by small businesses, if they start doing this and everybody starts going to the goyim, the Jew's going to go out of business. Both the Avat Chesed and the Minchat Yitzchak say it becomes another pasuk in this week's parasha. The pasuk says like this: "V'chi amuch achicha umata yado imach." If your brother will fall on hard times and start becoming poor, and he needs your help, "V'chizak tabo mitzvah deoraita," to hold on to him. The Rambam says this is the highest level of tzedakah. You know the Rambam in Yuradei Asa Management speaks about the 8 levels of tzedakah. What's the highest level of tzedakah? Not to, when you see him already beginning to stumble, do not allow him to stumble into poverty. The highest level of tzedakah is that before the guy becomes needy, catch him, help him out, give him a loan, buy from him, sell to him, so that he's able to be self-sufficient. Then it becomes another mitzvah. I said, besides for the mitzvah to buy specifically from him, this becomes mitzvah aser shel tzedakah, in which case you become chayav because of this. Which means if this completely threatens the very basis of his entire parnasah, then you have to buy from him because of this. Shamatim? It's a very interesting chiddush. So that's basically the long and short of the sugya. There's a lot more to discuss here, but that's the basic idea. So, no, I didn't discuss it. Wherever possible, you know, it's something, it's very hard to paskin against. Now, in halakha, we know that the silence of the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch speaks volumes. So, it's very hard to paskin against them. If they didn't paskin it as halakha, again, the Chafetz Chaim did, the Rama did, so to tell people it's preferable to do this, to tell people that they're chayav levna. I don't have the Chafetz Chaim as the koch to do so, but certainly I don't. Aval mikol makom, when there's other kulot, like we said, if whatever it is, acting inappropriately, he's jacking up the price way too much. If it's hefsed mu'at, and especially if it's the same price, yeah. A lot of people, it's a mitzvah, especially.
Buying online from the bookstore.
Yeah.
It's 80% more. It's very good.
L'chaura, it's according to some posts, it's even yeah. I mean, no, that's a. I mean, well, you're getting into kashrus things. Talk about something else. That, no, I'm saying, forget about kashrus. I'm saying, talk about quality. Let's say the goy's product is kashrut, the better quality, and the Jew's is not. There's no chiyuv of it. You do it, you get a mitzvah. But if I'm looking for a certain product and the goy's quality is better, over here we're talking about what? Everything is equal. The quality is better by the goyim. I'm forced to buy something of inferior quality. By the way, there is a sefer tzedakah mishpat midin tzedakah. Let's say you have a poor man walking around, and sometimes, you know, these poor men, they peddle stuff. They sell little stuff. When I give parnasah to a poor man, okay, when I buy something from a poor man, am I yotze mitzvah tzedakah?
Yeah, why not?
You're getting something. Well, that's a different story, whether or not you're allowed to get benefit from the tzedakah. The tzedakah? Maze?
Depends.
On what?
If you need that product or not.
So the tzedakah mishpat brings down several poskim who say it really depends on whether or not you needed that product. If you needed that product and this ani just came, you know, came in the clutch and he sold it to you, that's not tzedakah. You needed to buy this anyway. But if you don't need the product, let's say, sometimes they're selling random stuff, and you buy it from him just as a respectable way so that he doesn't feel he's getting tzedakah. You buy his thing over there, you are your tzedakah. What if you need it on even from Asin. So as long over there as you let people use it, there's different ways you allow people to use the sfarim, whatever it is. But over here, especially if I don't need the product, and I'm only buying it because I don't want to be mevayesh the ani by saying kach tzedakah. So instead of that, what do? I make him feel, you know, a little bit self-respect. Here, oh, thank God you came with your keychains. What would I do without a keychain flashlight? You know what I'm saying? And then you buy it from him, and he feels good about himself. Then it's tzedakah since he didn't need the item. Now,
what if I'm going to buy like $1?
Okay, so that $1 you can take away from tzedakah. That's that. Whatever you would have spent. That's the idea. But over here, Chinese auctions, the Kaum Shpat also talks about, it quotes a tshuva from Shevet Levi, that what's the halacha? You may use money from Ma'asir for a Chinese auction for any of the, you know, for any of the Mosdot that were, you know, Yeshivot and Koledim and stuff like that. But if you win something, he says, what do you do? You have to, no. You deduct the price of the ticket as Ma'asir. From your winnings, you deduct the price of the ticket that you pay. Why? No, which means, if you didn't win anything, if la lacha, by Chinese auction, if you didn't win anything, so all the money that you paid for tickets went for tzedakah. And if you do win something, then what you'd have to do retroactively is deduct the amount that you paid for the tickets from your winnings and put that back to Ma'asir, in your Ma'asir account. Huh? On the winnings also, yeah, I mean, if it's money.
You got a $1,000 laptop.
Yeah.
I put $1,500.
Yeah.
I my net loss that I need to
pay. One second. How much did you pay for the ticket?
Total I put in all raffles was $1,500.
Okay.
And I won one prize.
You only have to take off the maaser for that one prize. For that one winning ticket that you give, usually the way Chinese auctions work is that there's like different prizes at different pots, and you can decide, like, I mean, different ones work. Like, let's say, yeah, you know, yeah. Let's say they have like a laptop and a and a shas, lavdil, and a shaker. You know what I'm saying? I don't want a shaker. You know what I'm saying? So what do? So I put it by the, I put it in the shas, and then I win. If I win the shas, so then you minus that. I have to take off from the laptop and not from the shekel and not from the, you know, I don't need candlesticks. You know, so all these things.
What if you win something more than $2,000?
So?
Now you have to master $30.
So that's.
It to be like $80?
No. If it's a gift, if it's an item, there's no maaser from items. If the winning is cash, then it becomes, that's like a matanav kesef that you have to give from.
Then anybody say you have to pay master on something you have? You want a Rolex watch, $5,000 to $10,000.
There are certain poskim, but tzedakah mishpat, from what I remember, he paskins that la halacha, you don't have to give on items, only on merchandise, only on income or winnings or whatever, stuff like that. So, tzedakah mishpat was written by Rav Loew, the author of the Pitzei Choshen. It's not tshuvot, it's a sefer halachot, different prakim, b'nei tzedakah. Very interesting. So, Adkan, and then we'll say it right there in the parsha. Don't go anywhere. And, Mikey, no, not in?